Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on KGOU. I'm Brian Hardzinski. As earthquakes continue to shake Oklahoma and researchers study links to drilling, the state's oil and gas regulator has changed the way it approves permits for disposal and injection wells. As State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, these changes are subtle but significant.
Oil and water have long mixed in Oklahoma. The 1950 film Oil Today, Power Tomorrow highlights how drillers focused on finding ways to get the water out of the oil that was pumped to the surface.
Waste water also comes up with the oil and is removed at the field storage tanks. These three boilers heat the oil so that it will float on top of the water and the men can remove the water from the bottom of the tanks.
As decades passed, our understanding of the environmental impact of oil drilling changed. After federal clean water legislation went into effect in the 70s and 80s, everything reversed. State governments started working on ways to keep oil and oil field waste out of public water supplies. To understand the evolution, here's an EPA-funded film from 1987.
Disposing of the salt water is a major concern. In the early days, most of the water was simply dumped at the surface. Today, safe disposal methods are used. For 40 years, much of the water has been returned underground through wells. These wells are called Class II injection wells.
Oil and gas companies use injection wells and disposal wells to store salt water and toxic fracking fluid deep underground, and operators have to get a permit to drill or use these wells.
Well, the process is based originally and largely on the whole idea of protecting water supplies, obviously.
Matt Skinner is the spokesman for the Oklahoma Corporation Commission. He says that when an injection well permit is denied...
Traditionally, it would be because of a danger to water supplies. That would be the number one concern.
But a new concern has emerged. Oklahoma has experienced an exponential increase in earthquakes, more than 1,400 so far this year alone. And several peer-reviewed studies from university and federal scientists suggest injection wells themselves are likely causing many of the tremors. The commission's field operations and pollution manager, Tim Baker, says the risk of injection wells triggering earthquakes has subtly changed the way the agency issues permits.
We have included a trigger, so to speak, for when we think we're in an area that it's had a history of seismicity or is likely to have a history of seismicity, we now ask for additional information on those applications.
There are two ways to get an injection well permit in Oklahoma. The shortcut is through the Corporation Commission, which can administratively approve a permit. The long route is through the courts, an administrative law judge, and ultimately the three commissioners. The agency hasn't changed any rules, but Baker says that permit shortcut is now longer for those seeking injection wells in earthquake-prone areas.
Well, number one, has there been any seismicity in the area? And number two, are there known major faults in the area?
In those cases, the agency will request more seismic data from the operator. If Baker's team is convinced the earthquake risk is low, they'll issue a permit. If not, the operator can try to convince a judge in public court. That hasn't happened yet. So far, about a half dozen operators have decided not to file applications when they learn the permit shortcut might be detoured over earthquake concerns. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact Oklahoma is sponsored by MidFirst Private Bank, offering wealth management, trust services, investment management, and private banking. MidFirstPrivateBank.com.